Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Podcast Help Desk number 63 for October 9th, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. The Podcast Help Desk is now part of the Modern Life Network. Check out more great shows over at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Podcast Help Desk is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Check out more family-friendly shows at techpodcasts.com. You can always find the full show notes for each episode at podcasthelpdesk.com. Now, on with the show.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is Podcast Help Desk number 63. And had a really, really busy week this week with other projects and other podcasts and all that. So I did get an interview with Todd Cochran, which I'm going to play here in a little bit. But just tell you a little bit of what I've been up to. I was the guest on the PowerPress podcast. I think I mentioned that last week, but that has happened. Episode 3 is out. And that's where Mackenzie and I talk about RSS feeds, among other things, and the troubles we were having with some of the equipment there at the office and all that good stuff. So go check that out over at PowerPressPodcast.com, or if you're using PowerPress, it'll be right there in the PowerPress settings, right there, the first tab. You'll see the podcast there if you just want to listen to it on your computer. And this episode is going to be blueberry heavy. So if you're not interested in that, I'd encourage you to listen anyway, because the interview with Todd was really cool. He went through some of the history of his podcast and also a lot of the history of blueberry and some of the current stuff at blueberry. So, yeah, like I said, it's a little bit of a blueberry heavy episode, but we'll balance that out here in a couple of weeks. I've got Rob Walsh scheduled on the next episode, which I'm also going to say is probably not going to be next week. I'm going to be in North Carolina at Wake Forest University at the Converge South Conference doing a podcasting lab. I've been feverishly finishing up my slides for that. Today, and figured I would take some time out here and at least get the interview with Todd up and a little bit more on the podcast. But so I'll be there next Friday. So you know, of course, travel day on Thursday and on Saturday, and I've got my normal thing I do on Sundays, a route from the courier company. So I'm staying busy, but it more than likely is going to make it so that I either don't have an episode next week, or I'm going to have a different sort of episode. But the interview with Rob Walsh will be coming out probably the following Friday or Saturday. We've got it scheduled, so that can change as well because he's subject to travel. But since we have a highly blueberry-related episode this week, the next full episode will be less so, because we talk with Rob from Libsyn. So, and of course, we've been talked to Rob Greenlee from Spreaker. So we're making our rounds here. I don't have any other interviews scheduled. So if you guys have anybody that you'd like to hear me talk to, let me know who it would be. Otherwise, it'll just be back to the same old for a while. Actually, I'm going to have Steve Lee on as well, talking about podcast day again, the results of that. So that might even get tacked on to the end of this episode if I schedule that yet today. But anyway, I'm just babbling, taking up time. Without further ado, here's Todd Cochran. Hello, Todd. Thanks for dropping by.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we had a little unexpected free time here, so I figured I'd snag you when I can.
Well, it's probably a good thing because I think my youngest son's going to be getting ready to mow the yard here in about 30 minutes. So I think it's good timing.
very good. Well, the weather saved me from doing such things today. So anyway, Todd is my boss at Raw Voice, Blueberry, and is also a prolific podcaster and Hall of Famer.
And it's kind of weird to hear that come off your lips, but yes, I was honored at Podcast Movement to be in the first class of Hall of Fame inductees along with some other great folks.
Yeah, that's quite an honor, and you deserve it. You've been around as long as podcasting's been around in my world.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's already been almost 11 years. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I started probably about a year after you did. But I was a listener probably from show 3 of your Geek News Central show.
Was I still introducing it with a little AC/DC?
I think I heard one of those, maybe two. But that show, I was working night shift, overnights, and what I used to do is download MP3s from radio talk show websites, and then I heard about podcasting, and when I finally got into it, I bought an iPod, and your show and Adam Curry and I don't know, there was 3-4, maybe Trucker Tom were in there. So you've been around podcasting for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I think I was, as near as I can figure it, maybe one of the first 100 shows, 50 to 75 range, something like that.
Yeah, I think I got in about the 400 or 500 level, but
still early.
Yeah, but like I said, with what I've been telling everybody is, I started podcasting way back then, but none of the shows that I did back then are still going, so I keep bouncing around. But I think I'm gonna keep this one.
Well, sometimes you got to find your niche. I was pretty lucky that I was able to, you know, really kind of find or have a show from the very beginning that I really liked and I was happy doing and having fun doing. And man, it's like 1,058 episodes later. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, most of my listeners are familiar, but how did you get started?
Well, in June of 2004, I was, at the time I was active duty Navy. And I got hurt pretty bad overseas in a swimming pool accident. I was in the hospital for 13 days and was really lucky that I didn't become paralyzed from that accident and came home to Hawaii with some additional hardware in my back and wearing one of those clamshells that you see people wear from time to time. And spent the next 90 days in rehabilitation and recovery. But with the Navy, when you are not, doing the job that you are hired to do, you become under intense scrutiny. So I was looking for anything that was, you know, a way to really kind of get out from underneath the eyeball of the leadership. And when I heard that they wanted a person to go to Waco, Texas to do contract management on aircraft for 90 days, I volunteered to go. So, it was obviously very, very hot in Waco, and I was not having much time to really go outside living in this clamshell when it was 105 degrees outside. So I spent a lot of time in my hotel room on my laptop, kind of cruising the interwebs, and had already been following scripting.com, Dave Weiner's site, and started following what they were doing in podcasting. And having been a blogger already myself, I figured, boy, I could do this. So, I launched my show literally right from my hotel room. And from there, it's been a whirlwind of, it's just been an amazing 10 years. It really has, from the point of writing a book on podcasting to, you know, getting a sponsor to, you know, founding Raw Voice and what has followed since with Blueberry and all of our products and services, including the PowerPress plugin. It's been a pretty wild ride.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I said, I've heard the story a lot. Of course, I've been a listener of yours since the get-go. But like I said, some of my listeners may not have. You do, what, two shows now, or is it three?
I do two, and I do three shows, three episodes a week. I do two episodes of Eat News Central a week, and then I do a show, an episode of the New Media Show any weekend that I'm in Hawaii, with a few exceptions. So we're getting ready to record episode 100 of the New Media Show next Saturday.
Oh yeah. Congratulations. I heard that. I watched live this morning, at least the back half of it. And yeah, wow. 100 episodes is a hard nut to crack, and you've cracked 1,000 on your other show. And that's amazing.
And you know, Rob and I actually did about 170 episodes of it used to be Saturday Morning Tech, and then we changed so that show's actually almost in the 300s if you really go back to the genesis of it. But with the New Media Show name, it's just about ready to hit 100.
Yeah, I've been on the Saturday Morning Tech show a couple times, but never a New Media Show yet. Hint, hint.
Yeah. So it's pretty, it's pretty dedicated, because I wake up at 4:30 in the morning here on a Saturday to do that show. So it's definitely definitely because of love, not because I'm going to get any extra sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's the cost of living that far west, I guess.
Yep.
But it's not a bad place to live, I'm sure.
Well, we've been here almost, my daughter's son's going to turn 18. So we've been here about 17 and a half years. So, it's home, and we've really enjoyed living here in Hawaii.
Yeah. I was going to say, in case people didn't know, Todd lives outside of Honolulu.
I'm in an area called Makakilo. It's a little residential neighborhood. So, we've been at this location for about 8 years.
Very good. Every time the military sent me to an island, it was cold. Iceland.
Fortunately, I was kind of the opposite. I spent two tours in Guam and spent some time on the East Coast, but I was fortunate. Most of the places that I went to were tropical and not snow on the ground.
So, talk about Blueberry a little bit. I know we've gone through a lot of new products here lately, and I think there's a couple more coming.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's been it's like a work in progress. You've got a lot of things going on in parallel at the same time. And so right now we're kind of like near the end of, a major phase, and we're going to see a lot of things, or people are already seeing a lot of things popping. The first thing was of course, this year we introduced Subscribe on Android, which has gotten great traction. We launched Subscribe on Email. We launched the new blueberry.com web design. We just rolled out the new dashboard on Friday, which is absolutely beautiful. And I think it'll help you, Mike, from a support standability. It's a lot easier to navigate. The directory is going to go from 35,000 shows to 270 some thousand shows probably in the next week, because we optimize the RSS feed pulling software. Well, at the same time next week, we will be launching what we announced at Podcast Movement, which is PowerPress Sites. Every hosting customer that hosts with Blueberry, if they so choose, will be able to get a free WordPress site. Probably shortly thereafter, we'll start adding the paid tiers, which will give folks some more functionality. The free service is, for a better word, you get a single template, a dozen or more plugins, full functionality to of course post your podcast, do your branding, everything you need to make it look like your own. But it was kind of locked down to be able to bring it to market for free as part of our you know, basically included in your hosting. So I'm really excited about that product. We've worked hard to make it so that folks, when they sign up for service, will be able to quickly start. And that's the key word that I kept hammering home with the programming team and the development team was basically, I want folks to be able to sign up for service and literally 10 or 15 minutes of very simple work, be able to have their site up and ready to post their first episode. So I'm really excited about that, bringing best practices in. You know, one thing, our philosophy from the very, very beginning is our company works a lot different than any other podcasting companies in this space. We're podcasters first. And we want to bring tools to the market that, number one, we want to use. Number two, that allows you to build your brand without infringing or trying to control. So this is one of the reasons why we have such an ongoing discussion about people using their own feeds, people controlling their own brand on their own website. There's a lot of turnkey solutions out there. People that want something simple to get up and running is fantastic. But at the same time, they give up a lot when they do that. With this new service with PowerPress Sites, we're sticking to our core values of our company in being able to provide podcasters services that we would use on our own and maintaining the same control and SEO advantages, intellectual property advantages over other services. So I'm excited about PowerPress Sites. I think it's going to be a major win for us and to make it easier for podcasters to do what they're supposed to be doing is creating content and not worrying about the other stuff, while at the same time being able to implement best practices quickly and at a price point that just can't be beat.
Yeah, I always say, you know, to people that I work with, you know, Blueberry definitely has a different outlook. We want you to promote you, not us.
Right.
You know, so, you know, they're like other companies out there, they want you to promote them. You know, I'll even hear podcasters do that. So, you know, they'll at the end of their podcast will say, oh, you can get us on such and such a website or this such and such website or that such and such website. And they don't mention their own website.
You know, we want to help listeners find podcaster shows. And that's one of the reasons for the expansion of the Blueberry directory. But at the same time, I know what's going to happen when podcasters look for their show in Google. They're going to find their show at the top of the search engines. We don't, our goal is not to preempt someone from being found. We want them to go to their.com versus coming to blueberry.com to be found. The directory is important, though, from an aspect that the Android community has largely been left behind. They haven't had a great experience in being able to go into a website and be able to find content that they want to listen to, and then have the ability to subscribe just as easily on their device as the iOS listeners have. So the expansion of Blueberry is largely for the Android audience to be able to find the same content that the iOS folks find on iTunes, to be able to search for a show, subscribe to it with one click. This is why our initiative this year with the subscribe on Android.com and getting Android app developers to support the ability to do one-click subscriptions was so important. We are really excited to have Pocket Cast just add the code snippet that was required within their app to support it. So I think now that we've got, 9 podcasting apps, there's a few more that are outliers that we'd like to get. But our next focus is to start getting the rest of the podcasting community and their directories and websites to implement one-click as well, so that we can, again, give the Android listeners a place to go. It is something that's been overlooked. It's something that's been neglected, and we're trying to make up time here and make it up to the Android listeners in a big, big way. We made a brand agnostic website so that it's not directly tied to Blueberry to get the vendors on board. That's been very successful at this point. all we have to do now is just build adoption and get the community to grow. And we're going to double if we can get the Android community involved.
Yeah, double at least, because the Android phones are at least 75% of the smartphones out there.
And yeah, if you look at it worldwide, they are. But we also have to take in consideration that some of those Android devices are not great. They're not high-end devices, and they may not be connected to networks that can support some of the functions we have here in the United States, where you can, you know, basically play on demand. We have to realize that some of those folks in outlying countries may still be downloading and syncing from home. So we can't forget those folks.
Right, right. And I wonder how many people are still doing the download and syncing to an iPod thing.
It's a lot. A lot of people are still doing it with the iOS app. Matter of fact, it's more than the folks that are actually clicking play and live streaming. So it's still very, very popular. And it's because people are sharing bandwidth with their families, and they don't want to burn a bunch of bandwidth on their mobile, and they want to save that for when they get home and they can click on Wi-Fi and grab shows that they want to listen to. So it still has advantages over other mediums where you are forced to use bandwidth, which makes the mobile companies very happy.
Yeah, it makes the mobile companies happy, but Verizon, for instance, I think they charge $10 if you go over by 1 gig.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's good value for them. That's a great profit margin.
Yeah, it sure is. But the Android community, I'm sure that's going to make a big bump. And once everybody gets on board with that, with subscribe on Android, I've noticed, you know, just in my stats for my personal show that Android is climbing.
Yeah, we saw for the first time in August, and in July, and I haven't pulled August's numbers yet, that there was actually a considerable jump on Android's part. So I'm very encouraged. We'll see if the trend continues in August, or if it was just an outlying month where we may have had a fluke. We'll know in 3 to 4 months what the impact has been. But I know, based on the traffic that subscribeandroid.com is getting every day, that there are literally tens of thousands of people that are, if nothing else, getting educated, looking for an app, maybe even loading an app to use to get access to podcasts.
Yeah, I always push people here, to use PowerPress, because that's all built in right into PowerPress. You enable a couple of things and you've got a big button there that says, you know, subscribe on Android.
Our subscribe on widget in the appearance section, that once you have PowerPress enabled, is makes it easy. Just add that to the website with really kind of a drag and drop, and you're done.
Yeah, that's the type of things that that led me to come work for you guys. I mean, you know, it's like I used, you know, the Blueberry stuff back then, and it just keeps improving, and I'm really happy to be part of it.
Yeah, at some point we're going to have to look at PowerPress and look at the interface on that and do a GUI update, I'm sure. And we've got a Patreon campaign going on right now that can be found at patreon.com/blueberry, where folks that maybe not hosting with us, they may be hosting with a third party, can support the ongoing development of the plugin. There is, obviously, that's a considerable expense line for us every year. We've made the plugin available so that no matter where you're hosting, you can use the plugin. Many people think we're crazy for doing that and allowing people to use third-party hosting companies. But really, we wanted to have a plugin that would continue to support the space. 50,000 podcasters are using the PowerPress plugin right now actively and driving their websites and powering their RSS feeds and powering their podcasts with the plugin. If we could get every single one of those customers to switch to us for podcast hosting, which we do migration for free, we would, it would really allow us to do a lot more. But we have steady growth with the company. I'm very happy with where we're at financially. What I would like to tell podcasters is, you know, who's bread and your butter? Who's taking care of your site, making sure your show's online, making it into iTunes. you know, consider the company that's doing that, consider the company that's innovating. If your legacy podcasting company is currently not innovating, you need to ask why. I've named just a few things that we've done this year to continue to move the ball forward in this space. I can't say that about our competitors. Sure, they may have a product, but they've been resting on their laurels. And this is a time in the podcasting space when it's on fire and basically things are really moving, is not to be resting on one's laurels. So you kind of a little of a commercial pitch. Obviously, we want you to give the service a try. Try it for 30 days. Mike will give you a promo code after we get done talking. But I think what you're going to find is as we continue to bring new tools and address some things that we've needed to address on social and on the player side, we're going to have a very, very compelling offering that you're really going to have to think hard about who you're supporting financially if you're supporting another company. With that said, I hope that people will consider us.
Yeah. And like I said, just knowing everybody, you know, everybody on the team, you know, and I can't speak to our competitors, but knowing everybody on the team, we are very focused on, you know, making sure that we're doing the right thing. You know, it's not a, you know, profit's sake type deal. And that's pretty refreshing in a company like this.
Well, you know, we've got some competitors that are working on a plugin that may actually break PowerPress. And if that company is listening, I would remind them that we have allowed their customers to use our plugin for many years without any hindrance. And to think that they would now come in and potentially break our plugin on purpose is kind of outside the box a little bit. And I hope that they don't do that for the podcaster's sake. We've tried to work fairly with everyone else. And some podcasters should take that into consideration on who they're supporting as they move forward. We've been very open in trying to build the community. We were first to bring podcast statistics and give free stats, and still do today, to customers. We have a pro offering, obviously, that we appreciate when people buy the pro offering. But at the same time, you know, we try to roll out as much stuff as we can that really is not a profit center for us. Our profit center is really three locations: the hosting, pro stats, and any advertising deals that we do, along with our commercial services, where we support companies like ESPN with professional enterprise level media statistics and companies of that nature. So we're really, you know, we are podcaster focused and centric, and the team is all on board with our philosophy, and we continue to live that every day.
Yeah. And I remember back when I first met you, I think it was out in Ontario at one of the expos. Blueberry was a advertising agency, basically. And yeah, over the years, added services.
Yeah. Yeah, we've added the services. And, you know, the marketplace has changed a little bit. So, you know, you have to adopt and move. And we, and really what it was is when we developed PowerPress, you know, we saw there that there would be an easy way for us to essentially save podcasters time. I'm about efficiency. You know, I have a family and trying to stay very efficient in doing my shows. So the ability to be able to log into my WordPress site, post my blog post, upload my media, and publish without ever leaving the website and being done, walking away from the show, being published, was very appealing to me. I don't understand. Time must not be valuable to a lot of people, where they have to go to another website, log in, upload, go through a bunch of minutia, and then give up search engine optimization because the RSS feed they're using belongs to that third party and is driving search engine results back to the hosting company's website. That to me is just borderline insanity. It's okay, the PowerPress users, are taking advantage and getting the better results on Google and in iTunes with our optimization for SEO for iTunes as well. So little by little, the folks that are using third-party services may come to realize that we really do have them and have their shows in basically in their best interest, and not trying to steal traffic from them or rankings within episode level Google searches. So it's a, and also at the show level too, don't mean to say that we take anything away from that either, but you know, I don't know how much more pro podcaster we can be.
Yeah, I don't know either. And you know, the beauty of it is, like I said earlier, is the you know, we want them to promote themselves. I mean, that's what people get into this for. I mean, yeah, there's people that are into it for strictly hobby and all that, and maybe some of this stuff isn't as important. But you know, if you're going to take this at all seriously, you need to own your own stuff.
And if you don't own your own stuff, look at a way to get out if you do. And, you know, make plans on how you can transition to stuff that you have control of. That if someone goes out of business, you know, if I go out of business tomorrow, the plugin still works. You can continue to move on and move forward with your shows. Nothing is impacted. But if a competitor of ours goes out of business and they are controlling your feed, and I'm not implying that at all, so don't take this the wrong way, you're going to go through a lot of minutia to try to get your show back online. And you're going to be jumping through hoops that maybe you shouldn't have to. And again, taking the focus away from creating content and creating drama. Again, I'm not saying that any companies are in trouble, but we are in a time right now where there's a lot of investment going on in the space. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people should be paying attention to and should be doing research on the companies that they work with, and seeing where they are. Where do they, you know, are they out of China? Are they publicly held? Do they have major lawsuits against them? Do they have, are they venture funded? Do they have a cash flow problem? All these things you need to look at as a content creator to make sure that your show, your brand, does not suffer from a third-party company's, you know, collapse or failure to deliver what they promised to deliver.
Oh yeah, and that's happened in the past, and it continues to happen. I've helped people, you know, get, you know, salvage as much as they could from a podcast company that's gone out of business.
You know, and the one went out of business 22nd of December and told people that the site would be going down on Christmas. What a beautiful Christmas present that those 10 or 11,000 podcasters had, and most of them didn't even know they were on vacation. It came back and their sites were gone and their media was gone and all the metadata along with it was destroyed. And those podcasters were devastated from that. That doesn't happen when you have your own .com, have your own website that you control wherever it may be, and have your show and your audience trained to come to that website.
Yep. So, well, I didn't want to take up too much more of your time. I bet you the lawnmower is probably going to start soon.
Yeah, I got the look here a minute ago, so good timing.
All right. One quick thing before you go. What would be, you know, just a simple tip for an aspiring podcaster that you would give? I've been asking this to everybody.
Your audience, respect them and listen to them and talk to them like that you're their best friend. You got to make a personal connection with the audience. And if you can do that and you can tell stories and share information that they can tune into, you're going to have a great podcast. But you really have to make that connection, that deep down personal connection. I call my audience the Ohana. And they're the Ohana in Hawaiianist family at the deepest levels. And I consider every one of my listeners part of my extended Ohana. So make them or make your audience part of your extended family, whether it be business or personal. And I think you'll see your shows grow. Talk to them, not at them. Thanks, Mike. I definitely appreciate you having me on.
All right. And I'll give the contact information after you go so you can get out of here. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks. And everyone that's listening, thanks so much for spending time listening to me today.
As Todd said in the interview, all the links that we talked about will be in the show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com/63, over at Modern Life Network under Podcast Help Desk. So with that, I'm going to call this one a quickie. The promo code that Todd also mentioned for in my particular case would be Help Desk. So anything that we sell over at Blueberry, put that in the promo code area on the site. If I'm going to be specific, it's kind of where you see all the credit card logos. But put Help Desk in there as a promo code and you'll get a free month. And like I said, I'll have all the links to Todd's stuff in the show notes. So thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.